Microphone check. 1, 2, mic checker. This is another episode of The Usual with Mike from Duval. I am your host, Mike from Duval. Quick little couple minutes. Shout out to the new year. I've been pushing this shit off for like every little weekend. I think right around the last episode, see what the code name is, what the code word is. Let me see. Oh, first off, shout out to you and you too. Still fuck you to the aforementioned from those other episodes and shit. For the most part, if I ever said fuck you, still probably fuck you. But I got notes, I think. But before I get to the notes, man, shout out to Anchor FM. They make it free and easy and all that good shit. Shout out to Spotify, all the other platforms. let's go straight to the notes. I don't really like this title anymore, but I guess it was age when it was written. There's different emotional tax brackets. That's probably true. Bitches who can buy their own weed and don't leech off niggas' weed just because they can. They fuck different. That's interesting. Delayed tremors. Here go one. Delayed tremors. Player got played. She gave a broke nigga a chance. Now a broke nigga better. That might be the title. I like that title. When I have tremors thinking of sex with them, they're somewhere out in the world, probably fucking somebody else. And I don't know, because you around certain times, it's like sometimes your body might get acclimated to some shit or something like that. They told me once that they felt my feelings in my dick the way I was fucking them. And I put an SMH, but because it is, I don't know. You can't really ask somebody if they really mean some shit. Because when you question it, it's almost like you believe they don't. You know, if you just ask them for like reaffirmation or some shit, or just like to reiterate. But, hey man, shout out to the game, man. They spit some good game, man. But, 3 minutes in. Shout out to the new year, shout out to the rotations, the seasons, all that good shit, triple entendre type shit. December would have been a nice time to put some episodes out, because I always be telling myself to just chill and wait that shit out. Because it was right before Thanksgiving, motherfucker hit me up out of nowhere, stood me up. Saw him at the gas station, they pulled off on me. Like, he ain't gonna speak. Threw my hands up, mouth off, like, you know, you ain't gonna speak. And they hit me at 4 in the morning on my birthday. I had to be to work at like 5:30. Told me they might pull up. Told me where they was at earlier, though, I'm not this anymore, but yeah, come pull up on me, da 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 type shit. But man, they ain't gonna let me see the rest of your body. Yeah, man, it's back to the schedule program type shit. Shout out the type shit. Opportunities are amongst us, so you know, shout out to all the varieties and types of pussy and shit. I will say shout out to sex workers, but man, I'm still on the fence about how I feel about all that. But since the beginning of the time type shit, Fireman saying this is probably going to be one of the shortest episodes ever. That's what I'm going to name this shit. An extended tweet. Tweet with an extended. Shout out to URL. I finally got my little URL app to work, and I'm done with it in like 2 months. So, but I guess it's worth it though, because new shit be coming out here now. And shout out to Smooth the Jug, man. Nigga need to battle more people. Rubando done kind of fizzled out. I think it's the environment. I like We Go Hard environments for Rubando. But he's still my top 10 of all time, Craig. 6 minutes. 6 minutes, that's a family we own. Hey man. Shout out to tomorrow. Shout out to right now. Shout out to yesterday. But yeah, nigga died on the football field. And they kept playing football a couple days later. I still play football. That's the great one. I don't know, I don't think the Chiefs or Raiders was the first game back. It might have been. But the first couple plays, it's like, we're going to play this shit like rug. But then it was back to the regular schedule. Because the hit wasn't that traumatic. It was a root. That's what made the shit so crazy. And that's why I don't want to be the Jason Whitlock who was like, oh, Darwin Hamlin brought God back in the NFL. But they still play the anthem, bitch. I think they got God Heaven lyrics and that bullshit. But I don't know, man. I saw an interview with Dan Collins on Shout Out to the Raw Room. And was it Out of Bounds? Out of Line? Josiah Johnson. Because I didn't know his daddy's story. Now I know who Josiah Johnson's daddy is. So it's kind of in context now. His NBA bona fides. And still fuck Dan Le Batard. So I don't really fuck with that shit. I don't know. We'll see. A Raw Room and but anyway, back to nigga who died on the football field. So in the Raw Room, buddy had a story about how this nigga passed out in what type of meeting it was. Anyway, he was out of town. Linked up with a nigga who got the pills by the thousands, with a name like Smooth the Jug Man type shit. Long story short, popped a couple pills. Had a seizure. He said some one of the bars in the podcast was like, the doctor told him everyone's guaranteed to have at least one seizure tonight, some shit like that. But routine play. He seemed like he didn't even take much of an impact. No head trauma, it appeared. The motherfucker got up, I think kind of shrugged his shoulders and just fell back. That shit was crazy. That shit was like looking at a zombie, because. And then, hey, this nigga name should be Lazarus Hamlin. That'll be cold. But I don't think I could, if I was famous and I tweeted that shit, I might have got canceled. I don't know. Dave Chappelle could have said that. Dave Chappelle could call that nigga Lazarus Hamlin. But, shout out to these random ass goddamn notifications I be getting. I can't find the app that's got the notification that correlates with it or whatever. I'll figure that shit out later. Yeah, that's gonna be the title, the shortest episode ever. I'm gonna drop this shit just to have something out there, though. It's been a minute. Like I say, every circumstances, things happen, shit occurs, now we want to drop an episode, but then I'll be like, well, let me just wait and see how this shit develops or whatever the case may be. But yeah, man. Shout out to you and you too. Shout out to the rotation, shout out to the line. Lost my place in line a couple times, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. sometimes, I didn't want to say sometimes you think you got it all figured out, but you never really. But in the moment, sometimes you think you got a routine to some shit. And then some shit occur. I don't think I'm ever going to get closure. I found out how to make the videos with the narrators on TikTok. So yeah, these little crazy Eurocentric voices saying all kind of crazy shit. So my Instagram story should be a little bit more interesting from maybe a different dynamic or a different clip. But I don't know, man. It's the same old, same old. Get this one in the books. Might throw another shit. Nah, this is gonna be an episode. Might drop these bitches 15 minutes at a time, piece them bitches together, and just redrop them as an episode. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Freestyle this shit. Chop in. Do live chop in podcast segments. Yeah, man. Worst part is I cannot stop. And this, the motherfucker don't even listen to this shit. Insert adjective motherfucker been listening to this shit before, but. Motherfucker who got my world turned upside down, man. Just out here doing her thing, man. Shout out to her, man. Viewing a nigga Instagram story, shit is crazy. I keep saying I'm a chill, but I don't. Guess you know what I'm saying? The assertiveness is just, the aggressive and assertive approach just doesn't seem to suit me. So yeah, if it don't fall in my lap, that shit typically don't happen. But yeah, man, shout out to the entertainers. Girl, I say she don't strip no more. That lasted, and then, honestly, it lasted like a month from the time they told me this. Broke hand and everything, right back on that bitch. And man, it's like an NFL player, you gotta get it in your window, you know what I'm saying? In your window type shit. Yeah, man, shout out to Howard has found your auditory nerves, man. Hope you're safe, hope you're enjoying your New Year's, and hope, you know, you and yours is straight, unless it's fuck you then. And honestly, if it's fuck you, ain't really no relation to your loved ones. Hope they straight too, you know what I'm saying? But it's fuck you. But yeah, man. Shout out to life, health, and strength. Hey, man. Because I think it's for one thing that I'm missing, but I know it's not. Because that would be like real basic and simple. But sometimes it be the simple shit, cuz. Sometimes it be the simple shit. I was gonna try to stretch to 15 minutes, what it is. 14. On the outro. Oh yeah, that's gonna be the title, cuz. One of the shortest episodes ever. And I might just, you know what I'm saying, recycle that whole into another segment of a longer episode. This has been another episode. Quick little check-in for the little five. Faithfully, I don't know where y'all motherfuckers is from. I don't know if there might be bots listening. I don't know. I think 20% or so. If I get like 17 listens, might be like a couple repeat listens. Might be like 3 or 4 people who actually, you know, so shout out to y'all though. You know what I'm saying? If you listen for 2 minutes, 20 minutes. Maybe in this instance, 15. This has been another episode of The Usual with Mike from Duval.